I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
If you're just tuning into the radio and you're hearing this for the first time, we have been extensively covering over the last 30 minutes the criminal charges that have been unveiled in the murder of University of Utah football player Aaron Lowe. The man who is behind bars is book, and there are four different counts alleged in this criminal complaint by the district attorney's office in Salt Lake County. Criminal homicide, aggravated murder, count one. Count two, attempted criminal homicide, aggravated murder. And that goes to the fact that he is alleged to have shot also a female who was near Aaron Lowe on that horrible Saturday night.
There's several things as we're reading through this that has stood out to me, Deb, and I think we're going to have part of that conversation. But let's bring on Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio reporter. Paul, what's one of the things or some of the things that stood out to you as you were reading through these documents?
Well, one of the things that jumped out at me is that it appears that somebody else's gun was used in this particular crime, and that gun has not been recovered. One statement that I see here is that, and I'll just kind of read it verbatim, a male identified as IC was seated on a couch in the garage, but apparently book went up to IC, took out a gun from the sling bag that was in front of IC's chest, and then he started walking down the, out of the garage and down the driveway, and that's when he fired reportedly two shots at Aaron Lowe and his the woman that he was with, his Fuamoli Pomale, and they were actually by his car across the street from the party. And the initial statement says that two shots were fired from what it looks like across the street. And then when book actually approached the two after they were already on the ground, he fired at least five more shots. That's when cell phone video actually recorded the sound of at least five shots before it turned off. So it's one of those situations where it's very possible there could be just more people kind of connected to this whole situation, even though book himself was identified as the shooter.
We're learning more details because the district attorney has formally filed charges against book. And often when the DAs or the county attorneys file charges, they list and it's called a declaration of probable cause. And there is a verbatim of what led up to the shooting. And we were unclear about, what led up to the shooting until we saw this document for the first time about 30 minutes ago. We know now, according to what the district attorney is alleging, Paul, that there was some sort of a verbal altercation at Aaron Lowe's car. And then during an interview, which had to be done by text with the female victim at the hospital because she could not speak and she was shot, that Aaron Lowe was trying to move his car. He was trying to move his car, and these guys would not, there was a group of guys that would not get out of the way.
Exactly. He asked them, hey, look, I wanted to, he said, let me move my car. They wouldn't let him move. And matter of fact, there were the woman that he was with, Pomale, and another witness, they tried to calm everybody down. And as that was happening, that's when book from across the street opened fire, according to the statement here. But as you mentioned, she had been injured so badly, she wasn't able to communicate verbally. So she had to give nonverbal responses like nodding and things like that. And then she had to text peep her responses to some of them. And she said a bunch of shots were fired and the shooter came to, quote, finish them off. And that was after they had already fallen to the ground. So, and she had many injuries to her. I mean, she had broken bones. She had injuries to her spinous process, her shoulder blades. Matter of fact, her neck tissue was damaged so severely that kind of as we were saying before, she was in such bad shape that she couldn't actually speak to the investigators that were trying to find out what happened.
it doesn't seem like we have any more information on this group of black males, as it is described in here, that were involved in this verbal altercation before the shooting.
No, the matter of fact, the details of the argument was something that they didn't really kind of put down on the statement here. It's just that there was a loud argument. Matter of fact, there were other witnesses that said that they wanted to leave too because there was just too many people at the party. And that's when they heard Pamali kind of yelling. And the witnesses, I'm just reading it verbatim here, it says that Lowe was arguing with a group of males. At least one of them was familiar to the witness. And the witness and Pamali tried to de-escalate the conflict. As they were doing so, that's when Book approached. So it's as far as what started the fight, it's that's another thing that's that is not mentioned. However, it did appear that Book was across the street from this argument, grabbed somebody else's gun, opened fire, then approached them again and fired at least five more shots. Now, that gun has not been found, unfortunately. So as far as whose gun that was, investigators are not specifically saying.
At least it's still a mystery to us at this point. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson. We'll let you go now. I know you're looking for more details and the latest information as this story develops. And you'll join Maria Chaleos in 15 minutes at the top of the hour with more information to share on this development in the homicide of Aaron Lowe and the attempted murder of a woman who was standing next to Lowe trying to run interference as there was this verbal altercation near Aaron Lowe's car. And then, you know, then the shots were fired following that.
And remember, we do know that the suspect, Book, is a member of the Bloods gang, though police have said this is not gang related. But as we're reading through this, we do know that there was a group of males that had confronted Aaron Lowe, that weren't allowing him to leave the party in his vehicle, and ultimately he was murdered.
And remember, when police were looking for a suspect, they asked for videos. They asked for cell phone videos, knowing that everybody carries a cell phone and so much of what we do nowadays is captured on our cell phone. And lo and behold, they got it. They got it. They got very imperative video from a cell phone camera, according to what police detectives are saying to in this criminal complaint against Book. And that helped them track down a suspect. So police were able to secure cell phone video that was, you know, integral in developing a case against Book, who is now behind bars right now, probably waiting his first appearance in court on these four criminal charges against him, count one and count two. Count one, criminal homicide. Count two, attempted criminal homicide.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Tim and Amanda here with breaking updates. Mornings from 5 to 9.
Then from 3 to 7, it's Jeff Kaplan and his Minute of News.
We're all on KSL News Radio.
Utah's all-day companion for news.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.